IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
I am very upset by what happened. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday. Israeli government spokesperson Ilan Levy has been suspended after becoming embroiled in a bitter row with Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron over sending aid to Gaza. I'm not sure it was a bitter row, Daily Mail. I'm not even sure that this was the reason. I met with Ilan Levy when I was in Israel a few weeks ago. It was an absolutely delightful morning. We had breakfast together, and I'm very upset by this. I think he was one of the few people who understand and who do understand how communication in 2024 works. But let's get somebody else's view, because you're probably sick of mine. Shaul Ben-Ephraim, he's a freelance writer, editor, living in Hollywood. Good morning or good evening. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and happy Human Rights Day.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a little bit of an irony, because when we look around in South Africa, so many people still not having access to healthcare, to the appropriate education, to employment. Crime is high. So you just wonder, what the ANC government has been doing for the last 30 years. So it's a lofty and important goal. It is certainly aspirational, but the reality is not that simple.
Yeah, I hope better days for your country and mine.
Absolutely.
Both right. My countries, actually.
Absolutely right. Okay, let's talk about Ilan Levy. What is this about?
Well, there's the official explanation, which is that Ilan Levy caused a diplomatic incident by creating a row with the British government. Mm. But I think we both are fairly aware that that's not the real reason. There is all Ilan Levy was doing when responding to the British government was repeating the official Israeli position, which is that any problem with aid coming in is not due to Israeli policy. Mm. Whether that's true or not is a different story, but that's Israeli policy. So suspending him for following Israeli policy when Israel has called other countries that have said that it's Israel's fault that there's starvation in Gaza, anti-Semites, it doesn't strike me as a serious explanation. What we have seen several times before is the Netanyahu government or Netanyahu personally and his family personally get jealous of spokespeople who do a better job than they do abroad, or at least a comparably good job to what they do, and have left leanings. Not that long ago, the government removed Noah Tishbe, who was the most outstanding person in what Israelis call hasbara, or Israeli public diplomacy on the international stage.
So why did they do that? Because I saw, you know, I didn't follow that story. I saw she was around, very active, doing a magnificent job. Because she is magnificent. I mean, no, that's not the reason, but whatever. She is. She is just
all types of magnificent.
Thank you for saying that, saving me from myself. And then she was gone. So why was she removed?
She was removed because she had made it pretty clear that she supported the demonstrations against the judicial reforms.
Okay.
And which most Israelis did at the time.
Well, and whether you do or don't, it's still a democratic right in Israel to protest. And we celebrate that, surely.
Yes, you would think. And Ilan Levy is also similarly associated with Tel Aviv circles that are against the judicial reform and are affiliated with Benny Gantz. He's never made any public pronouncements, but it's very well known that he's not a Netanyahu supporter in Israel. And that combination of that with his outsized profile has caused concern in the, you know, Byzantine court surrounding Netanyahu. And from what I've been hearing for a while, well before this, already 2 months I've been hearing this.
We did hear that.
They've been looking for an excuse to sideline Levy because he's too much of a threat. And we've seen again and again that anyone around Netanyahu who gets too much of a high profile, they try to stunt him aside. It's typical stuff from someone who's been in power for way too long.
The problem is that you know, many people say, many people saying that that Netanyahu is not fit for purpose at the moment because of his personal agenda, because he's often making decisions around his own personal survival rather than the country and rather than dealing with what's going on. And, you know, we like to believe the best in people and we think, no, I'm sure that's not the case. This has just proven exactly that. And I wonder if this isn't going to be potentially a tipping point for Netanyahu. Is it a step too far that they might have taken? Now, it might not be, because I think his impact was greater in the diaspora than it was within Israel, given the fact that he's he speaks English and that's his focus. But I do think it's a possibility that Netanyahu has ripped the mask a little bit further down his face.
Yeah. So I think the way you asked the question covered a lot of the bases here. This has made the mainstream news in Israel several times.
Okay.
This is on the agenda. People are paying attention to this. Eilon Levy became a kind of a meme in Israel when he responded, you remember, with the raised eyebrow.
Yes, yes.
So that wasn't just among the Jewish diaspora. That was a meme in Israel.
Okay.
It turned him into a massive celebrity in Israel. He went overnight from being kind of well-known government employee to being a massive star. And therefore, his removal definitely is unpopular with people from the center right and onward. But the truth is, he's lost most of those voters anyway. There's a hard core of voters for Netanyahu who don't care about it, who, you know, they'll like Eilon Levy one day, then they'll turn against him the next day if Netanyahu is against him. Those are the kind of voters he still has. The more normal people, he's lost. So on some level, it doesn't matter all that much. Netanyahu is a little bit on the rebound here. He's improving a little bit in his standing because of the stand he's taking against Biden. He's managed to convince a lot of normal right-wing center and centrist Israelis that Biden's an enemy, and that he's standing up to Biden, and that's helping him more than Eilon Levy is hurting him.
Yeah, the difficulty for me, and I think for many people in the diaspora, I would imagine you as well, is he understands social media, and he understands, somehow he gets it. And whether he's trained specifically or not doesn't really matter. He's got a brilliant instinct around communication. I found some of his things a little annoying, and that's fine. I'm not a fan of his podcast at all, because he doesn't understand how to interview, because he's always been interviewed. He's young in many ways, and that comes through. But his talent, gift, and wisdom, he's smart, and he knows how to deal with it. He's a voice that not all of us are able to have, and I think it'll be a tremendous, tremendous loss. I would hate to go back to the stumbling Israeli, which I don't mean in a disparaging way, but it just doesn't work for those of us who are on the front lines of a different type of a war outside of Israel.
Yeah, I agree. Eilon Levy's talent speaks for itself. The fact that he managed to become a meme tells you what you need to know. That's what you're trying to do. He has that, exactly like you said, an instinct. He may not have much of a future in official Israel right now with Netanyahu, but I can imagine another government would bring him back because he's so popular. It would be a good move to make. So I think he has a great future ahead of him working for pro-Israeli causes. So I'm not that concerned about his career, but right now during the war is when we need him the most.
I couldn't agree with you more. We've gone over time at 7:01. Shaul Ben-Ephraim, thank you as always for that conversation.